Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
9:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, WJZ TV anchor. He is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, guys. Good to have the three of you back together.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Now, Rick, they didn't have a chance to ask you last week, and of course I wasn't here. For those who don't know, Rick had a chance to do some national news for CBS. How was that experience?
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. It was a great experience. A couple weeks ago, they asked me to come up there to New York and fill in on the national stream. Obviously, when you get an opportunity like that, you got to jump on it, and it's a whole different world up there. New York is New York. But just very blessed for the opportunity. It was a great couple of newscasts and to get that experience and just and have that chance to do it. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, Ed forgot to do it last week, so you forgot.
You know, as soon as I got into the city, I started to see signs of Ed all over, and I was like, that's right, Ed's stomping ground. Here we go.
Go to Smith & Walensky's. My name's at the door on a brass plaque. I kid you not, they'll take care of you there. Anyway... The Steelers are kind of limping into the playoffs here. I'm happy about that because there's no way to enter them. But does it matter against a team you're so familiar with?
I mean, look, the third time that they're meeting each other, I don't think it matters. No, everybody's limping in at this point. Everybody's banged up. The Ravens are obviously banged up too. It's you take it to another level, and it's a different mindset, and that stuff kind of goes out the window. This is going to be a tough game. Anybody who thinks that they're going to go in there and the Ravens are just going to blow the doors off, I know the way the last game ended, but it's not going to be like that. This is going to be a lot closer than people think. I still love the Ravens in this one, but it is going to be a physical one. It's going to be a hard out. It's not going to be a walk in the park. And these two teams are going to beat the hell out of each other. There's no doubt about it. Don't get it twisted.
So, again, we talked to you about everything, including the Ravens, because if the Ravens win, they're more than likely headed to Buffalo. Is that how you see it? And what would you think of a matchup like that? Because you look at the first round of the playoffs, and there's some – I think most of the games feel – to a lot of people, somewhat one-sided, but your Eagles and the Packers one, that one's an interesting one and maybe the best game of the weekend. But I do think if we get Ravens-Bills next week, that should be a marquee matchup.
Yeah, look, they got to take care of business, which I feel like they're going to do. I feel like it's 1 week at a time, and it's been like that since the bye. I kept saying to you guys that they got their swag back after that Eagles loss, and Lamar has kind of put the team on his back. Let's assume it goes the way that it's supposed to, and they go up there to Buffalo. To me, this team, based upon all the experience that they've had over the past couple of years and the tough games that they've lost in the postseason, which we're all too familiar with, they're more built now. Zay, we'll see where he's at next week, assuming that they get there. But they're more built now to make a run, in my mind, than they were last season because of the way last season ended. And you've been there in the big moments. You know, Lamar talked about getting antsy in the playoffs and how he's not going to be like that this year. All of that helps you build for this time right now, and it is one play at a time. This guy is playing outside of his mind in terms of going to the line of scrimmage, adjusting, being able to read defenses. Derrick Henry obviously helps and plays a big part in making that a lot easier for him. They're just a different squad this year, and I like that they got to go on the road because they have to earn it. There is nothing that if they get there, nobody can say anything about, oh, this happened or this happened. Everything's stacked against them, and I like that they're kind of the underdog this year after being the favorite back in 2020 when they finished 14-2 or whatever it was. Last year, you get home field advantage. Everyone thinks it's a walk in the park to the Super Bowl. I like that they're kind of under the radar, and they can absolutely go into Buffalo next week and get up on a team like Buffalo, make them throw and play from behind, and they can come out of there with a win.
Rick Ritter joins us, WJZ TV. No Zay Flowers tomorrow. There's someone who – a quote-unquote has to step up, or will the Ravens just have a completely different game plan without Zay?
Zay's a huge loss. Anybody who says it's not, I mean, come on. You can't just take a receiver, a Pro Bowl wide receiver with that speed, who's that shifty, who is a nightmare for defenses like that, and assume that it's not going to be a big deal. Doesn't mean they don't have guys who can step up, but you don't have another guy who can do what Zay does and take the top off the defense the way that he does. So for me, it's you go in and you still run the ball. That's what got you here. You know, given Derrick Henry 20, 25 carries a game, that's why you got him for the postseason. So you go in there, you run through the run, open up the play action. Guys like Bateman can still stretch it and go deep. And then also, too, you're going to see guys like Likely get involved. And maybe somebody like Tez Walker, who we had a chance to speak to this week, maybe this is his opportunity to go out there. He's a vertical threat. He can go up and play above the rim and make big-time contested catches. Maybe he gets a chance to go and do that this week. Maybe it's Bateman who has the big game. But regardless, it all starts with Derrick Henry. And if Lamar sees those lanes, as he has been seeing in the past 4 to 5 weeks, don't even go through your progressions, dude. Hit the ground and go. Make them chase you.
Eric, what do you think about the other game? Houston won a division, but the Chargers look pretty damn good this year, and they're not a division winner. How do you see that one shaking out?
Yeah, I think Houston's just kind of fell off the tracks the past couple of weeks. They're banged up. You talk about, you know, losing a lot. They've absolutely lost a lot this season between Diggs and then Tank Dell as well. You're down two of your top three receiving options, and that's certainly played a role in the way that C.J. Stroud has performed over the past couple of weeks. I like the Chargers. I'm a big hot hand guy. The way that you're playing going into the postseason, I don't think that you can just turn it on at the snap of the finger. I think gelling at the right time is everything in football. And Chargers right now, they're gelling. You know, Jim Harbaugh, what he's done with that team in terms of a one-year turnaround. Justin Herbert, he's playing out of his mind. And Ladd McConkey, who is not going to get a lot of talk about rookie of the year, that dude is a stud. And he gets open on all levels of the secondary. And the Chargers, they're playing good football right now. I love Los Angeles in that game.
Yeah, speaking of L.A., I want to go to the other team because they're going to be playing in Arizona because of the wildfires. I love the Rams in this spot. And by the way, I'm one of the few people that are on the Texans as well. I love the Texans this weekend and the Rams. And the Rams game getting moved, it gives me a little bit of pause to go, I hate that because I want the home crowd there and I want that feel for them. Because we've seen the history of this. Minnesota, they deserve to get a home playoff game because of how good they were this year. But now you got to pick it up and go on the road after just getting your asses handed to you by the Lions. And Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua, I'm not sure that's what you want to see when you have a funnel defense the way that Minnesota does.
No, I love the Rams in this game, too. I love them more if they were playing at home. After they moved the game last night, I was like, damn, I really wanted to see them at home with everything that the city is going through right now with the wildfires and the city reeling and the extra motivation. That would have played out like something out of a movie. I still like Los Angeles. This is a team, McVay, Stafford. These guys have been there before. They've won the big games. They know what it takes. And Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Kyren Williams, who runs as good as anybody, this is a tough out for Minnesota. I'm telling you right now, Minnesota, this is the last team that they wanted to see was the Rams. I don't think anybody wanted to see the Rams in the NFC. And Darnold kind of got a little bit exposed last week. Detroit and Aaron Glenn showed you get pressure on him constantly and you're in his face constantly, yep, and he's not going to step up and make those big-time throws. This is, I mean, you talk about pressure for Sam Darnold, so put yourself in his position. Last week, biggest game of his career. This week, even bigger with the free agent contract on the line in the offseason. He goes out and has another game like he did last week, you can kiss that big contract goodbye because he's not getting it. So I like the Rams in this game. I think the blueprint is there to beat Minnesota. And with everything that Los Angeles is going through right now with the fires, it's kind of like a poetic scene. It paints a Rams win for me.
All right, give us a Ravens score.
I'm going 24-17. I think they're fine. They pull it out, and then Buffalo, man, that's going to be a tough one up there next week, but we'll cross that bridge a week from today.
There he is. Rick, where are you going to be this weekend and next week?
We got the Purple pregame show. My apologies. Tomorrow before the game on WJZ. We're doing it a little bit earlier at 11:30. And then tonight I'll have your news and your updates at 5, 7, and 11 o'clock. Just a big shout out to all the first responders in Los Angeles and California and everything that they're going through over there. And then the other thing I'm going to say before I go too, why are there still so many tickets available to this game tomorrow? Why am I seeing people write online, oh, it's cold. I don't know if I want to go out. Are we serious with this? Are we serious?
Mm.
Like, what? Come on.
It's hard to believe it. Like, I hear stories about, like, when I used to work with Scott, he'd talk about being at the Ice Bowl, and apparently everybody was there, but the people that froze, they just threw him in the lake.
He was at the Green Bay Dallas game?
He was at all the. He talks about growing up with it, the Ice Bowl. And
well, he's from there. I forget about
that. It's just crazy, like, because, I don't know, like, when people start talking about the weather, I almost understand it if you had, like, a torrential downpour and you don't want to stand in the rain or whatever, but. It's cold. Just get warm.
It's playoff football.
Yeah.
I can't imagine this ever happening in New York or Philadelphia. And it's not everybody. It's a small majority of people. But your team has as good a chance of getting to the Super Bowl as anybody. Like, this is the year. Get your tickets and show up. Why is this even a conversation?
Hey Rick and Jeremy, you're right. Get warm. And I plan to. Inside. Climate control. I don't love nothing that much. Call me anything you want to call me. I don't love anything that much.
You love anything the way that Marlon Brando loves?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right, sorry.
Hey, Rick, have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
Guys, enjoy the game. Thank you, as always. It's fun, man. Enjoy.
All right, buddy.